The pro football season begins on Sunday with an unusual twist. The NFL expects to use replacement officials because the referees union rejected the league's latest contract offer. But the biggest story throughout the preseason was the death of Corey Stringer. The Minnesota Vikings lineman died from complications of heat stroke at training camp. Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine. He says the NFL relies on 300-pound linemen like Stringer.
This is a game that's won in the trenches. And in what we like about it, it's who can knock the other guy down. So fat is fine if you're athletic. The dancing elephants in Fantasia, I think, is now the ideal physique for NFL linemen. The top lineman picked in the draft this year, you can picture this. He's 6'6" and he weighs 370 pounds. These guys are huge. Back in the old days, actually, not so long ago, weighing 300 was such a rarity that the Detroit Lions used to weigh their biggest tackle, Roger Brown, down at the Railway Express Agency at the railroad station because their own scale didn't go up to 300. And now, in the NFL draft this year, the college draft, there were 9 guys who weigh more than 300. And the Vikings offensive line now averages 328 pounds.
Some of the NFL's best teams, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, changed quarterbacks in the offseason. Why do so many teams lack a decent quarterback?
Well, it isn't so much that there aren't enough decent quarterbacks. There are plenty of average quarterbacks. It's that the game has become so specialized that a team can win a Super Bowl with a quarterback who just doesn't make mistakes. The Ravens went 6 games without scoring an offensive touchdown last year, and then won the Super Bowl, and then actually fired their quarterback and found a slightly more efficient one this year named Elvis Gerback, who has one of the great names in the game, but isn't one of the great quarterbacks. The Ravens won on defense last year, and the team that won the year before, the Rams, they went out and got 7 new starters on defense this year. The quarterback was once the glamour position, but it's now just a member of the supporting cast. So the smart teams settle for a quarterback who can do his job efficiently as long as he's protected by a massive offensive line.
Yeah, well, the quarterbacks are getting bigger, too.
Well, the quarterbacks are getting taller. Doug Flutie is an exception in San Diego. The Giants got to the Super Bowl last year with a very traditional, not spectacular quarterback named Kerry Collins because he is 6'5", and he can see over the line.
Well, if you're Donovan McNabb of the Eagles or Dante Culpepper of the Vikings, you're also mobile and strong as well as big.
Well, these guys are certainly the two most compelling guys out there, McNabb and Culpepper. But they both ran into a wall in the playoffs, and they lost to the Giants. The Giant defense hemmed them in and neutralized their athletic gifts. They're both going to be better. But keep in mind that defenses are now learning how to control the mobile quarterbacks, and keep in mind that the other mobile quarterbacks who came into the league with those guys are now struggling and are changing teams.
Was Baltimore a fluke, or can they repeat as Super Bowl champions?
They weren't a fluke because their defense was so fast and so strong that they were able to neutralize everybody's attack. But my guess is that they won't repeat because they're not a dominant all-around team, and they lost their best running back for the whole year, Jamal Lewis. And other teams have gotten much better in their division. The Titans and the Raiders, and Tennessee and Oakland will give them a run. They're a good team, but I'd look for a changing of the guard. In the NFC, it's anybody's guess. The Giants are probably not going to be there. The Rams will probably come back. But a long shot might be the Saints, who do have a mobile, scrambling quarterback named Aaron Brooks. And a much longer shot, if they stay healthy in the AFC, is the Seattle Seahawks, who have a very interesting look. Which is the great thing about the NFL, that we're here talking about the possibility and the likelihood that there will be 2 new teams or 4 new teams in the playoffs this year. The key is that the revenue sharing and the salary cap and a draft that strengthens the teams all around the board, anybody can win in any given year.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine.